except that they were honest with each other and they were happier than they'd ever been. As time went on, she realized that several key elements make a successful open marriage. And though those factors involved the community of people she surrounded herself with, it was mostly about how she chose to act and react, and how to be in her relationship and her own skin. Having come this far, she more than realized that it was never going to be easy. She was always going to need to protect her daughter. Things couldn't always be exactly as she wanted them to be, but she was doing it, and she knew she wasn't alone in her journey. She finally decided that she didn't need to know what it all meant or where it was all going. What she did know was that everyone is different, so it made sense to her that every marriage might be different. For now, her marriage was working. She had a husband and a girlfriend who loved her, and a daughter who was doing just fine. Why shouldn't they keep on doing what they were doing, she reasoned, and see if they couldn't define for themselves their own happily ever after. Chapter 1. What's a Girl to Do? This is a story about a girl who grew up believing what many girls believe, that one day she would fall in love with the man of her dreams, marry him, have kids, and live happily ever after. Yet as she grew older, all she felt was confused. The messages she was